This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. What is happening, my people? It is your boy Sam. I'm here in London, UK. And like you heard, this is the Raptors Abroad podcast, the podcast where I break down every single Toronto Raptors basketball game. Normally the day after it's played. Why after it's played? Because I'm abroad. Hence the name of the podcast, Raptors Abroad. I check these games out on League Pass the next day without commercials, without halftimes, without timeouts, sometimes even skipping free throws. That's right, I said it. Sometimes I even skip free throws. Get myself through these games, usually in an hour, depending on how close the game is. Sometimes I'll jump through if it's a bit of a blowout, but the beauty is I get to watch things pretty closely and rewind and replay plays to my heart's content. And this year, NBA League Pass has actually added a feature to the player, which is kind of nice. There is a slow motion button, which I've used a little bit. Really nice. Still haven't hooked me up with keyboard controls, and still haven't gotten rid of that ridiculously huge menu when I'm on full screen. But I really shouldn't complain. I mean, I do have every single NBA game on demand for not a huge price. So, props to NBA League Pass, I guess. I would just like to see that player updated. I mean, come on, it's not free. You're still paying like $250, $300 a year for this, right? Hook us up. Alright, so on to this ball game. It is game 12 of the 2014-2015 NBA season between the Toronto Raptors and the Milwaukee Bucks. Raptors 9-2. That's right. 9-2. God, it feels good to say that. Leading the Eastern Conference again. Continuing to stay in the top spot for about, what, 5 games now? Well done, T-Dot. The Bucks, however, no slouches. They're at 7-5, which doesn't sound great, but they've actually won 5 of the last 6. So not a lot of superstars on that team, but still. Not a team to be taken completely lightly. This isn't a guaranteed W for the Raps. Definitely not in years past. So let's see what this squad has for us. First quarter, and the Raptor bigs doing work early. They show up. Great sign here is Jonas winning the tip against Larry Sanders, who's a big boy. Little boy Jonas getting up there, winning the tip. And then Amir, 8:55 mark. Nice help D after Jonas kind of got beat. He comes up and blocks Chris Middleton in the paint, helping out his fellow big man. And then 5 seconds later at the other end, Jonas doing Amir the same favor and cleaning up an Amir miss and laying it in at the other end. And the Raptors were quickly out to a 9-3 lead. And the bigs weren't done yet. 45 seconds later, Amir Johnson, after DeMar drives into traffic and kicks it right straight up behind him. Pretty impressive play, because DeMar was driving straight at the basket, and they turned and kicked it right back the direction that he came to Amir, who was waiting at the three-point line. And he took a couple of seconds to see if anyone was going to come near him. No one challenged the shot, so he puts up the three ball, drains it. That gave the Raptors a 12-5 lead. And by the way, Amir, 3 of 6 on the season right now. 3-pointers. So I'll be watching that. Because it's been a couple of years now that I've been hoping. I didn't know that Amir was going to get a 3. I just used to like his 20-foot 2 or 19-foot 2 that he had in his pocket. But 3 of 6 from 3-point land, I will definitely take. Alright, so after that Amir 3, T. Ross decides to join the party. 7:30 mark. Terrence Timely Ross, straight away 3. I know I gotta come up with a better nickname, but that's what I got for now. So Terrence Ross, straight away 3. Well challenged with hand in his face, but he's able to elevate and a little bit of extra strength gets that up and in. And then 37 seconds later, T. Ross, lovely 17-foot pull-up jumper. Raptors up 10, 17-7. You think I was done with the bigs? Not even close. Jonas, Jonas, monster ball game here, continuing to run things in this first quarter. 6:08 mark, he battles for an offensive rebound. That causes the Bucks to hit the ball out of bounds. Then on the inbounds play, he takes a really nice high-low feed from Amir Johnson and scores with a little baby hook. Raptors up 12-19-7. 5:47 mark, T. Ross, still doing work. Lovely little steal, then a bounce pass to Lowry on the fast break. He finishes strong with the left, and one. Raptors all of a sudden starting to blow these guys out early. They're up 22-7, only halfway through the quarter. 5:24 mark, Jonas Valanciunas taking a lovely little dump-off pass from DeMar in the paint. Jonas flying in, no one wants to get in his way. And he lays it in. I don't even know what you would call it. Like kind of like a Statue of Liberty play. He just kind of held it up over his head, jumped as high as he could, and then when his hand was over the rim, he pretty much just dropped it and left it. It must be nice to be a big guy. So that put the Raptors up 24-7. All right, with still 5.5 minutes to go. 3:50 mark. Jonas, lovely one-handed rebound on offense, and then goes right back up with it off of a Lowry miss and puts it in. Pretty much all in one fluid motion. So nice to see a little touch and coordination from the big man. So Raptors building a big lead. Bucks, a little bit of fight, trying to get back in this one. 2:51 mark. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Fan of this guy, the Greek freak, they call him. This guy, he's long and lanky. Reminds me, he gets compared a little bit to Raptor draft pick Bruno Caboclo, who I will be talking about later in the podcast. Spoiler alert for those of you who don't know what's happened in this ball game yet. Whew. It's exciting stuff to come. Just hold back. So Antetokounmpo with a lovely play at the 2:51 mark with a sweet drive going left to right, spin move, layup, and one. I mean, this guy's just covering crazy amounts of ground. He's super long. If you haven't seen this guy, look for highlights on I'm not going to spell it for you, but Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. The boy can move. And to be honest, as soon as he came back in the game, he didn't start this game. He normally does, but I'm not sure what was keeping him out. I think he rolled his ankle or something, but he decided to play. And he came in with about 4 minutes to go, and the Bucks started to put the ball in the basket. 1:47 mark, T. Ross, still rolling. He had a lovely little crossover step-back jumper from about 16 feet. But Ersan Ilyasova, who's done some damage on the Raptors in the past, answers that with 2 triples. In the next 35 seconds. And the lead is trimmed down to 8, 34-26. And then, wow, sweet Lou Williams. I've talked about this several times this season already. I don't know how many. I would really like to go back and count how many times he's done this. Lou Williams dribbling out the clock at the end of the quarter, pulls up, drains a 3. I mean, how many times has he done that? It's not always a 3, but Lou Williams at the end of quarters has just been absolute money. And that gave the Raptors a 10-point lead, 37-27. So putting up 37 big points in that first quarter. So second quarter we go, and Grevas Vasquez decided he wanted to get into the game and put on a little bit of show. And I'll tell you, he took over at least the first half of this quarter. It was a thing of beauty. 10:50 mark, Vasquez with a nice little dribble and pull-up jumper. One of those really high-arcing ones, too. I'm always amazed when the ball goes in. I'll tell you, even though Vasquez shoots a decent percentage, it always looks a little bit wild and high, but when it goes in, it's nice and clean. So 10:50, the Vasquez makes a jumper. Then a minute later, lovely play here. It was actually kind of funny. Vasquez, he tried to dump it inside to one of the bigs, and he wound up throwing it right off of Zaza Pachulia's forehead. Pretty hard. And it bounces right back to him, and in the air, he just bats it with one hand to T. Ross, who's all alone in the left corner. He pulls up and drains a 3. Raptors up 14, 44-30 off of that triple. 34 seconds later, at the 9:14 mark, Grevis Vasquez draining his second jumper of the quarter off the dribble. Raptors up 16, 46-30. 8:48 mark, Sweet Lou Williams. Freight training. Really impressive move here. Just takes the rebound, just one man, fast break, in transition, and then showing some extra hang time. It looked like he took off too far, but he just waited in the air for the defenders to clear, and then just a lovely little gentle finger roll in. And the Raptors, with that, have their largest lead, 48-30. Huge. 7:56 mark. Grevis Vasquez still doing work. Great passing by the Raptors, and more specifically, great passing by three of the guys that we got in the Rudy Gay deal. And it's just so satisfying that we still have three out of the four guys. And we replace John Salmons with Lou Williams, who, if I'm not mistaken, were teammates in Philly way back in the day. I could be wrong about that. And John Salmons gave us good minutes, but Lou Williams is definitely a bit of an upgrade. Kind of a younger version of John Salmons, so we'll take him. We'll take him. Kind of John Salmons mixed with a little Jam Crawford, as I said before. So on this play, Vasquez, nice little dump down to Hayes inside. Chuck Hayes whips it over to Patrick Patterson. He's on the left wing. Patterson swings it around to Vasquez, who had hustled back to get himself in position for a three. He puts it up. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Raptors up 19, 51-32. And then Grevis Vasquez still rolling at the 6-minute mark. A great steal, anticipating a pass. I mean, he took about 3 steps before the pass was thrown. He really saw what was happening and left his man. Steps into the passing lane, deflects the pass. He goes all the way. No one even near him. No one even bothers to run back. And Vasquez goes up for the dunk, which I guess I hadn't really thought about it, but I guess he doesn't dunk that much because the bench went pretty crazy. And he got up and kind of flexed towards the Raptor bench. Everyone was loving it. So it was all good in Raptor land at that point. 5:30 mark, DeMar DeRozan. Who doesn't get a lot of mention in this podcast compared to other ones. You'll see why when we get to the box score. But DeMar with a great little wraparound dish to Amir. He just drove into the paint and just kept hanging. Went underneath the backboard before he wrapped it around the defender. And then Amir was there for the easy layup. Raptors up 25, 57-32. And if you're doing the math, at that point the Raptors were up 20-5 in the quarter. Yikes, still 5:30 to go in the half. 4:44 mark, Jonas Valanciunas, another offensive rebound, and putback. It's so nice to see the first few games, Jonas, he just seemed like he wasn't getting the bounces. Kind of like we've seen, a lot of times in his young career. And this game, I mean, they were going his way. He was finding position. And like not just grabbing the board, not just disrupting the rebound, but actually getting the ball and keeping it and putting it in a position where he can put it back and score. So satisfying to see that. 2:05 mark, another young player, Jabari Parker, the Duke product, finishing with a fast break with a really nice dunk, showing off some of that athleticism. This is my first look at Jabari Parker aside from one preseason game. And I gotta say, he looks like the real deal. He definitely missed some shots that in this game that I can see him making on a regular basis, but he looks like he's ready. He looks like he's ready to be the leading scorer on a squad. I mean, I could be talking crazy, but I think Jabari Parker's not that... He's just a little bit of experience away from being maybe not an upper echelon, but a second-tier player in this league at worst. I wouldn't be upset if he was in a Raptor uniform, put it that way. Just looks a little bit anxious, just waiting for that poise to come through. All right, 1:03 mark. Wow, Lou Williams, still on fire. Catch and shoot three from the left corner, which I didn't mention earlier, but that was his second one of the quarter from the exact same spot. Raptors up 23, 66-43. And then Lou Williams... You're not going to believe me. I should just cut and paste my soundbite from the end of the previous quarter. Dribbling out the clock. Tough three ball. Puts it up and in again at the buzzer. No time left on the clock at the half. I mean, incredible. Incredible play. And the Raptors at that point were up 71. Count that with me, 71-45. Huge half for the Raptors. By far their best. I think they dropped 65 earlier in the season on someone, but 71.5, my goodness. If you're wondering, that's 37 points in the first, 34 in the second. Absolute domination. Third quarter we go. 10:46 mark. Kyle Lowry, sweet dribble drive to break the press. Then he tosses up an alley-oop. Jonas Valanciunas is there for the throwdown. And Jonas kind of hung on the rim. Could have got a technical, but they don't seem to be calling that anymore. So nice little finish from JV. Then Lowry, after throwing the alley-oop, he hustles back, gets in position, takes a charge, with the Raptors up 30. Talk about leading by example. Our future all-star, Kyle Lowry, getting back during a charge with the Raptors down up 30. Impressive. And then at the 10-12 mark, Lowry getting an offensive rebound and then draining a 19-foot left-wing jumper. I mean, everything was just going the Raptors' way. And at that point, I mean, this is like 2 minutes in to the third quarter, and I was thinking we should probably be pulling the starters. I don't see the Raptors being able to blow this lead. Jonas continuing to play big. Jabari Parker, two different times, trying to posterize Jonas, and unsuccessful. Jonas able to, one time Jabari got fouled, but Jonas able to at least stop the dunk. And the first time he got a little piece of it for the block. So way to defend that rim, Jonas. That's what I'm talking about. You don't let them take it to us like that, especially the rookies. All right, and then Lowry continuing to punish in this quarter. A left wing three. Raptors up 88-51. And then 27 seconds later, Kyle Lowry a straightaway three. So back-to-back threes for Lowry. Raptors with that one go up 40. And then 40 seconds later, T. Ross. You hadn't heard from him for a while. Well, he shows up on the left wing. He buries a three. Raptors up 94-51. My goodness. So at that point, all the starters except DeMar are pulled. Right, this is midway through two-thirds through the third quarter. And only DeMar DeRozan is left in. And then, get this, 11.6 seconds to go. I realize it's not a buzzer beater exactly, but Lou Williams, 11.6 seconds to go, draws a foul while shooting a three-pointer. He steps to the line, makes all three free throws. So that means that Lou Williams, at the end of the first, second, and third quarters, got us 3 points. God, I will take that. Absolutely. Just clutch play. I mean, I don't know. How do you explain that? So impressive. So the Raptors with a 101-57 lead. So on to the fourth we go. Raptors with a monster lead. And you would think, ball game over, nothing to talk about. And I'm not gonna pretend that the Raptors lost this ball game. They did not lose this ball game. They won it convincingly. But for Raptor fans, there was still a reason to watch this fourth quarter. And in fact, somehow in a blowout, this fourth quarter could have been the most exciting one we had. And I'll tell you why. Raptors draft pick, the young Brazilian Bruno Caboclo. The fans were chanting for him when the Raptors were up big late in the third, calling for Dwayne Casey to put him on the floor. Didn't think it was going to happen. Fourth quarter starts. There he is, checking into the ball game. Unreal. The fans are going nuts. So ball game start, or quarter starts, and Raptors on offense. Ball gets swung around. Caboclo, wide open for three. Gets a nice look. Ah, just misses. Shot looked good. Not able to drop it. However, 10:46 mark, Lou Williams, continuing his ridiculously hot shooting from deep. He drains yet another three this ball game. I think that's four or five in the game. And then 10:18 mark, Bruno Caboclo did not take long to show us a little bit of what he can do. So check this out. Raptors get the defensive rebound. Grevis Vasquez, quick outlet to Lou Williams, who's on the left side near about half court. Bruno Caboclo has broken on this play early, and he's a little bit ahead of the pack. Not a lot, but a couple of steps ahead. Lou Williams tosses the alley-oop from about half court. Caboclo goes up and hammers it down with relative ease. I mean, it was not an easy ball to catch and dunk. It wasn't a bad pass, but it wasn't a great pass. And Caboclo certainly made it look like it was no thing but a chicken wing. He just grabbed that ball and threw it down for his first NBA bucket. What a way to start his NBA career. And little icing on the cake for Raptor fans, with that dunk, that gave the Raptors a 106-59 lead, which at that point made it a 47-point lead, the largest lead in franchise history. They've never been up that big in any ball game. So nice that Caboclo could be there to nudge us over that line, although the Raptors did not stop there. 9:59 mark, Bruno, another fantastic play, gets the defensive rebound. Then on offense, Raptors work it around. Vasquez kicks it over to Bruno. Caboclo, parked in the right corner, he catches, shoots the three ball, nothing but net again. So 2 of 3 from deep, and the fans are going nuts. 8 points for Caboclo in about 3 minutes of work. That's what I'm talking about. And the fans are chanting his name. Everyone's just going nuts. It's like a party at the ACC. I'll tell you, we just could not believe it. And it continues. That's not just the Caboclo show. Then we see Lucas Nogueira, our other rookie from Brazil. Nogueira comes in the game, and he had a highlight later on, which I'll get to. But 7:29 mark, Landry Fields, after Nogueira went to the free throw line, missing his second free throw, so a bit of a low light for him. But Landry Fields playing possum on the second rebound, just pretending like he's not even looking, from just outside the key, top of the circle. And as soon as Nogueira goes into the motion, Fields breaks towards the rim, elevates, and hammer dunks the miss. Have not seen that for a long time, and of course that's going to remind you of none other than Mr. Michael Jordan. Absolutely beautiful. 6:02 mark, Mr. Bruno Caboclo on the left wing. Three ball. That's what I'm talking about. Fans chanting, they're going nuts. Night could not be going any better. And then the 4:58 mark, Bruno, he's not done. A sweet block in transition. What looked like was going to be an easy 2 for the Bucks. So just showing it on defense, showing it on offense. Tell you what, I know it's just a few minutes, but future's looking bright for that young man. And then 2:43 mark, as I said, I would get to it. Lucas Nogueira getting his first 2 points of his NBA career. Also on the finishing end of an alley-oop, this time from Grevis Vasquez on the fast break. And the Raptors win this ball game 124-83. A 41-point victory. Not our largest ever, but at one point in this ball game, the Raptors were leading by 52. 52. And that's with that's without any starters in there. And going back to like 3-4 minutes left in the third quarter. Incredible. And I'll tell you, with that fourth quarter, it was almost like we got to watch two games. Kind of forgot the score. It didn't matter at that point. We just wanted to see what Caboclo could do. And he did not disappoint. Absolutely thrilling. Great job by Coach Casey, putting him out there. Sometimes you'll see a coach like Larry Brown, he wouldn't have let him play no matter what, maybe in the last minute. So, nice on you, Coach Casey. You've been making me smile this year. Alright, so on to the box score. We'll just talk really quick. I mean, nothing really good to look at on the Milwaukee Bucks. Really just a tough night for them all around. And I'll tell you what, Jabari Parker, get this, he was 5 of 12, 15 points. Sounds like an okay night. Minus 31. Larry Sanders, 3 of 3, 5 rebounds in only 21 minutes. Minus 28. Yikes. Every single player on the Milwaukee Bucks roster in the minus. I don't know if I've seen that before. And on the Raptors side, Landry Fields somehow managed to be a minus 7. And Steemsma managed to be a minus 1. And Caboclo was actually a minus 3. So I guess the Raptors didn't really do that great on the defensive end, close out that fourth quarter. But everyone else, all the starters, the lowest starter is Jonas, plus 20 in 21 minutes. Everyone else is a plus 30. And what will really show you how well the team played here, DeMar DeRozan, 1 of 8 from the field, 7 points. All right, he had 5 rebounds and 5 assists, but 1 of 8 from the field, plus 36, leading the team in plus minus for the ball game. So I don't know, you explain that stat to me. Kyle Lowry, excellent ball game, 6 of 10, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 20 points from him. Jonas, stellar ball game, 6 of 7 for 18 points, 12 big rebounds, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. I mean, that's just absolutely beautiful performance. And then Amir Johnson, 4 of 6, only 9 points, but he also chipped in with 3 blocks. Great, great work by the Raptors all around. They shoot 52% as a team from the field, 60% from 3, 15 for 25. And free throw line improving up to 79%, 19 of 24. And I don't know, there's not really many other stats to break down. I mean, it was just sheer domination from end to end. And Milwaukee, I don't know if they're even going to want to watch tape on that one. I was going to say they're going to have to watch some tape, but I don't even know if they're going to want to watch that. That was brutal. All right, so the T-Raps, tonight we've got the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cleveland, by the way, in fact, let me quickly talk about the Cavs game from last night. They absolutely got spanked by... Who are they playing? Oh, by Washington. John Wall and Bradley Beal looking pretty deadly in that backcourt. But check out the highlights from that. LeBron James in the first quarter had a crazy finish with the left hand on an alley-oop. It wasn't a dunk. It was actually a layup. But really, it was a bad pass. And then, after the play, Kyrie Irving steals the inbounds, puts up an air ball from three, but LeBron is still under the basket from the finish, and he just lands in his hands, and he just goes up and gets a layup. So LeBron gets 2 points in like 4 seconds. Pretty interesting play. But Bradley Beal and Wall were just too much. And they went on to win that, or beat Cleveland. So Cleveland now, I think, is 5-6. They're at home. And good news for the Raptors is that the Cleveland starters stayed in until late in the ball game, and like I said, most of the Raptors starters played 30 minutes or less. I mean, 25 minutes or less. So not bad. Both teams coming onto a back-to-back. So hopefully the Raptors can come in there and get one from Cleveland. That would be really nice. Because I'm sure if Cleveland wins that ball game, there's going to be all this talk about how people have been overreacting and they beat a good squad like the Raptors. But you know what? That's a bit flattering, actually, that the Raptors are good enough that it even matters if someone beats them. So your Toronto Raptors, by the way, let me just harp on this for a second. Your Toronto Raptors are currently number one in the East and number two in the league overall, with the number two offense in the league. Winning games by an average of 11.8 points per game. And blah, 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 easy schedule, homestand, I don't care. Even when teams have easy schedules and homestands, 10-2 and 11.8 points per game is not a normal output. This is exactly what I've been waiting for 20 years. And I gotta say, right now, this time right now is as good as any time as a Raptor fan. I mean, early 2000s with Vince and AD and Alvin Williams and Mo Pete and JYD, those were good times. Those were great times. But these are as good. These are as good, arguably better. Really playing as a team right now. So exciting. And, you know, people are asking me, why are the Raptors playing so well? And it would take me an hour to explain. Because everyone is playing well. It's like there's no drop-off. They're like a college team right now. I'm loving this. Loving watching this Raptor b-ball. All right, so that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast, and I will be back with you tomorrow. Cannot wait to check out this ball game. LeBron James versus the Toronto Raptors. Always fired up for that. All right, thanks for tuning in, folks. Folks. Peeps. Thanks for tuning in, my peoples. And I will catch you all tomorrow after hopefully yet another Raptor victory, which will hopefully pull us into the top spot in the league. Even if it just happens for a day, I just want that one day. Just one day. But Memphis, unfortunately, keeps winning. They won again yesterday. So I think they're at 11-2, Raptors 10-2. So we can do this. Come on, boys. Come on, boys. Big game tomorrow. All right. I'm your boy, Sam, checking out from London. Peace, homies.